Can I tell you something I don't think I've ever said on the podcast? There was a season of my life where every single night after the kids finally went to bed, I would fall onto the couch, flip on the TV, and eat bowl after bowl of popcorn. Not because I was hungry, not because popcorn is my passion, but because the second that house got quiet, I didn't know what to do with myself. That silence was loud, and I was filling it with anything that I could, anything I could find. If you've ever found yourself standing at the pantry at 8 p.m. and you're not even sure why you're there, this episode is for you. You're listening to the Arm Coach Podcast with me, Christine Rucker, Arm Coach and founder of the Arms by Christine program. Here, we talk about toned and sculpted arms and what it really takes to get sustainable results so you can feel proud and confident in sleeveless clothes. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Arm Coach Podcast, episode 122. I'm Christine, and today we're getting into something that nobody in the fitness world wants to talk about because it has nothing to do with sets, reps, or protein grams. We're talking about what happens at the end of your day, that transition, that weird in-between space when work is technically over, but your brain hasn't gotten the memo yet. Because here's what I know about the women in this community. You're not skipping workouts because you're lazy. You're not eating an entire sleeve of crackers at 9 p.m. because you have no willpower. You're doing those things because your brain is desperately searching for a way to shift gears. And nobody ever taught you how to actually do that. So instead, you reach for something, a glass of wine, a handful of chips, the couch, and reality shows. Anything to signal to your nervous system that the day is done. And I get it. I really, really get it. Let me paint a picture. It's 5:30 p.m., or maybe for you, it's 7 p.m. after the kids are in bed. The day has been a lot. You've been on, you've been performing, solving problems, managing everybody else's feelings, answering emails, making decisions. And somewhere in the middle of all of that, your workout never happened. Now you're standing in your kitchen or sitting in your car or staring at your phone, and there's this feeling you can't quite name. It's not just tired, it's more like depleted. You poured everything out and nobody refilled the cup. So you do what you've always done. You find the thing that takes the edge off. And for a lot of women, that thing is food or wine or numbing out in front of the TV or scrolling until midnight and wondering why you can't sleep, right? Sound familiar? Yeah, I get it. Me too. Here's what I want to call out. And this might be a little stingy. That end of day ritual you've built, the wine, the snacks, the TV binge, whatever yours looks like, your brain doesn't experience that as relaxation. It experiences it as relief. And those two things are not the same. Relief is a cover-up. Relaxation is an actual reset. When you reach for relief every single day, you're not winding down. You're teaching your brain that the only way to handle discomfort is to put something on top of it. And that, my friend, is exactly how women with toned arms on their vision boards stay stuck year after year after year. Because the workout you keep skipping, it's not being skipped because you ran out of time. It's being skipped because by the time that window opens up, you've already emotionally checked out. And a checked out woman does not put on her sneakers. So the truth that changed everything for me, and stay with me because this is the think, feel, act cycle in action. Your feelings are not created by your circumstances. They're created by your thoughts about your circumstances. I know it sounds like a bumper sticker, but stay with me. If feelings came from what happened to us, every single person who had a hard day would feel the exact same way. But they don't, because it's not the hard day that creates the stress. It's what you're thinking about that hard day. And here's why that matters so much for women who want to build consistent habits around their fitness. If your feelings are driven by external circumstances, you are completely powerless. You have to wait for the day to get easier, for the kids to get older, for work to calm down, for life to cooperate. But if your feelings are driven by your thoughts, now you have something to work with. Now you're in the driver's seat. So let's make this real. I want you to think about the last time you skipped a workout, or the last time that you ate past the point of fullness at night, or the last time you poured that second glass that you didn't really want, right? What were you actually feeling in that moment? Not what you think you should feel. What were you actually feeling? I want you to get specific. Was it lonely? Was it stressed? Bored? Overwhelmed? Frustrated? Invisible? Most women I work with say something like, I don't know, I just felt off. And that vague, unnamed feeling is exactly where the habit hides. Because when you can't name what you're feeling, you can't find the thought creating it. And when you can't find the thought, you can't change the pattern. The habit of reaching for food or wine or the couch at the end of the day isn't a discipline problem. It's an unprocessed emotion problem. And no amount of willpower fixes an unprocessed emotion. I promised you a story, and I meant it. There was a period in my life when I was a single mom. And listen, single parenting is a whole thing that people who haven't done it can't quite fully understand. You are on constantly. From the moment those beautiful kids wake up until the moment they finally go to sleep, you are their everything. Their snacks, their homework help, their emotional regulation, their taxi service, their whole world. And when they go to bed and the house gets quiet, and for me, that quiet, it was one of the loneliest feelings I have ever experienced in my life. I'd go from being needed by everyone to being needed by no one in about 30 seconds flat. And I didn't know what to do with that. That transition from mom mode to just me felt uncomfortable in a way that I couldn't even try to explain it. I just turned on the TV and I ate popcorn, bowl after bowl of popcorn. I wasn't hungry. I was lonely, but I didn't know how to sit with lonely. So I sat with popcorn instead. And here's the sneaky part. I had toned arms on my vision board. I had a fitness routine that I wanted to build. But by 8:30, when the kids were asleep and that window technically existed, I had already emotionally left the building. I had covered up the discomfort instead of moving through it. And a woman who has covered up her discomfort doesn't then go do something hard like lift weights. She eats the popcorn and watches another episode. And I want to be really clear. I'm not just talking to single moms. I'm talking to every woman who has ever used end of the day as an excuse to check out of her life. You don't have to be parenting alone to feel that. You can have a full house and still feel like you disappear at 8 p.m. You can be retired and still feel the pressure of the day sitting on your chest at night. You can work from home and still have zero idea how to turn your brain off. The common thread isn't your situation. It's that nobody ever taught you how to transition, how to actually close one chapter of the day and open the next one in a way that serves you. So instead, you borrowed someone else's ritual. Maybe it was your mom's, maybe it was what you saw on TV, and maybe it just happened by accident one day, and now it's just the thing you do. Here's what no one is saying out loud. Every time you reach for something outside of yourself to change how you feel on the inside, you are sending your brain one very clear message. You can't handle this on your own. And your brain believes you. It takes notes. It builds a case. And the more you outsource your emotional regulation to food or wine or your phone, the less confidence your brain has about your own ability to process hard feelings, which means the negative emotions don't go away. They actually grow because now you've got the original stress from the day, plus the urge to numb it, plus the guilt from giving into the urge, plus the low-grade frustration of knowing you skipped your workout again. You started the evening with one problem and ended it with four. This is not a character flaw. This is a cycle. And cycles can be interrupted. But here's the part that I need to say, which can be uncomfortable. You cannot interrupt a cycle by avoiding it. You have to feel the feeling first. When I stopped eating the popcorn, you know what I had to sit with? Loneliness. Real, honest, uncomfortable loneliness. And at first, that felt terrible. My brain had very strong opinions about it. It wanted me to believe that loneliness was a problem that needed to be solved immediately, that I wasn't supposed to feel this way, that something had gone wrong. But loneliness, like all emotions, is just a vibration in your body. It has a beginning and a middle and an end. And when you stop running from it and just let it be there, something kind of remarkable happens. It passes, not because you fixed it, but because you stopped making it mean something terrible about you. And on the other side of that discomfort, there was a version of me who could actually choose what she wanted to do with her evening. Not a version running on autopilot, not a version just trying to get through it. A version who was actually present and in charge. That is the woman who builds toned arms, not the one with the perfect workout plan, the one who can feel something hard and still follow through. So here's what this actually looks like practically, because I don't want to leave you with a concept. I want to give you something you can actually use tonight. There are four things I want you to try as you build a real transition ritual. And notice, I said build, not find, not discover, build, because this is something that you create on purpose. So the first thing, pause and name it. Before you open the pantry, before you pour the glass, before you collapse on the couch, stop for 60 seconds and ask yourself, what am I feeling right now? Not what should I be feeling? What am I actually feeling? Stressed, lonely, defeated, bored, name it out loud if you have to. The brain can't begin to process an emotion it hasn't been allowed to acknowledge. The second thing, look back before you check out. What did you actually do today? Not what you failed to do, what did you do? Because I promise you, your brain is already logging every undone and giving zero credit to everything accomplished. So spend 2 minutes doing the opposite, right? Your brain needs permission to acknowledge that you showed up, even if it was imperfectly. The third thing, decide how you want to feel next. Before you move into the next part of your evening, ask yourself, who am I stepping into right now? Is it the woman who relaxes intentionally? The woman who moves her body even for 12 minutes. The woman who sits down to a meal that actually nourishes her. You get to decide, but you have to decide. Otherwise, the habit decides for you. The fourth thing, create a physical transition. My thing was walking around the block. Even when I had zero motivation, even when it was cold, even when it was 5 minutes, the walk was never about fitness. It was about giving my brain a bridge from one state to the next. Your transition might be different. A few minutes of stretching, brewing a cup of tea, stepping outside for fresh air. It doesn't have to be dramatic. It just has to be intentional. And there's one more thing I need to say about this because it ties directly to why you're here. Building toned arms over 50 is not primarily a physical challenge. I know that sounds wild coming from the arm coach, but I mean it. The physical part is actually the easy part. Lift the weights, eat the protein, move the body, your arms will respond. They will. The hard part is the evening. The hard part is the transition. The hard part is the moment when the day has wrung you out and you're standing with a fork in the road between the woman you've been and the woman you're becoming. Because toned arms for women over 50 are not built in the gym. They're built in those tiny moments. The moment you pause instead of reaching. The moment you name the feeling instead of feeding it. The moment you take the walk instead of the wine. Those moments, repeated time over time, are what build a naturally toned woman. And so I want to be real with you guys. Some of you are going to listen to this and think, that sounds great, Christine, but you don't know how tired I am. And you're right. I don't know your specific tired, but I know what tired looks like when it's being used as a reason not to change. And I know what tired looks like when it's just honest information about how a woman is feeling. Tired is not a stop sign. Tired is a data point. It's telling you that something in your daily experience is costing you more than it should. Maybe it's the emotional labor you're carrying. Maybe it's the thoughts you're thinking all day long. Maybe it's the way you're powering through without ever actually processing anything. And here's what tired is not. Tired is not proof that you can't build the arms, the habits, or the life that you want. Tired women build incredible things when they stop spending their energy covering up how they feel and start doing something with it instead. Here's the truth, and this might be the most important thing I say today. The women who eventually build toned arms and keep them are not the women who finally found the perfect motivation. They're not the women who got their lives together. They're not the women who waited until things calmed down. They're the women who learned to feel the discomfort and act anyway. Not because they're tougher and not because they have more discipline. It's because they stopped treating discomfort like an emergency. They stopped making it mean something terrible. And when discomfort stopped being a stop sign, nothing could stop them. Consistency in arm workouts for women isn't about finding more energy. It's about changing your relationship with the moments when you have none. Here's what I want you to understand about the naturally toned woman identity. She's not someone who never has hard days. She's not someone who never wants to skip. She's not someone who floats through the evening on a cloud of good vibes and green smoothies. She's someone who knows how to transition. She's built a ritual that's hers on purpose that actually moves her through the discomfort of the day instead of just covering it up. And because of that, she shows up, not perfectly, but consistently. And consistency over time, that is what builds toned arms over 50. Not extreme workouts, not perfect eating, consistent women with a real relationship with themselves. So here's your invitation for this week. I want you to watch your evenings without judgment. And don't try to fix anything yet. Just observe. Notice what happens in your body and your brain at the end of the day. Notice what you reach for and when. Notice what feeling you're trying to move away from. Just name it, right? I'm reaching for the chips because I'm overwhelmed. I'm turning on Netflix because I'm lonely. I'm skipping the workout because I'm depleted and I don't know how to feel anything else right now. No drama about it, no shame spiral, just information. Because information is where change starts, right? Not willpower, not a better plan, not a tougher arm workout. The moment you can honestly name what's driving the habit is the moment you stop being at its mercy. So I want you to sit with a couple of questions before we close. So what are your top three most common feelings at the end of the day? And I mean actually common, not aspirationally common, not the ones you think you should be feeling, right? The real ones. And the second question, are those feelings ones that you want to stay in? Or are they feelings that you've been covering up night after night because you don't know what else to do with them? If you were genuinely feeling good at the end of the day, what would you be reaching for? Would you be reaching for something to make you feel different? The reaching is always information, always. And now you know what to do with it. The naturally toned woman doesn't have perfect evenings. She has intentional ones. She knows that the way she ends her day is the foundation of the day she's about to build. She knows that checking out is a choice, and so is checking in. She knows that her arms are built in 10,000 small moments, not in one dramatic transformation. And she knows that she can feel tired, lonely, overwhelmed, depleted, or any other hard thing, and still make a choice that honors the woman she's becoming. That's who you're building into, not a woman who has it all figured out, a woman who knows what she's doing and why, and who keeps showing up anyway. That woman has toned arms, but more importantly, she trusts herself. Before I let you go, I want to remind you that if you're ready to stop talking about toned arms and actually start building them, Arms by Christine is where that happens. It's not an extreme program. It's not a punishment plan. It's a simple, repeatable approach to building the arms and the identity that you want, built for women in their 40s, 50s, and 60s who are done starting over and ready to become someone who follows through. You can find all the details at thearmcoach.com. And if this episode resonated with you, share it with a woman in your life who needs to hear it, because I guarantee you, you know someone who is covering up her discomfort at the end of the day and wondering why nothing is changing. Change happens slower than we expect and faster than we think. Keep showing up, and I'll see you next week. Hey, before you go, if this episode or any of the other episodes on this podcast have helped you in any way, please leave a 5-star rating and review. Your review will help us find and have maximum impact on as many women as possible. While you're there, hit the subscribe button so we can continue on this journey to sculpted arms together. Thank you so much for your support. I've loved having you here today, and talk soon in the next episode.